wish every time we could actually read scriptures like this.
每一个礼拜天，我看见我们大家非常开心的聚在一起，参加主日崇拜。
Every week, I'm very happy to see each one of you to come over here to prepare for the gathering.
不但我觉得开心，我觉得弟兄姐妹的笑容也告诉我你们很开心，是不是
？Not only I feel happy, your smile also tells me that you are happy too.
我们来自五湖四海。
We come from all over the world.
带着不同的背景
we come all
可是我们可以在这里成为一家人
we can become a family over
一同来敬拜这位创造宇宙万物的主宰何等美好啊
the universe, the heaven and earth, how beautiful that is.
但你看我们当中有些人已经信主多年甚至好几代了
so among us there are a lot of Christians who have been a few generations
那有些人信主呢、是来美国才信主的
Some people come to the United States to become a Christian.
那有些人才刚刚在听福音呢。
Some people just heard the gospel.
那在追求的过程当中，我们难免对敬拜这样的认知有可能不同的解读。
So in their seeking, sometimes we could have different interpretations about what worship is.
那既然我们今年的目标，我们的主题是健康整场，因此我们要拥有一个健康的敬拜观。
So because our goal and aim for this year's worship is healthy growth, then we need to have a healthy view of worship also.
因为我们每个礼拜都来敬拜，我们岂能不对敬拜的观念有一个正确的认识呢？是不是
？Every Sunday we come to church to worship. How can we not have like a healthy view of worship?
好，有些人到教会敬拜只有一个原因
，So some people come
就是为了得福。
They just want to get blessings.
这就是跟我们过去不认识神的时候。到庙里去烧香拜拜的观念一样，以为有烧香就有保佑。
So there'll be nothing different from you going to a temple before and just burning incense and worshiping your God, and then it's the same thing.
所以我们就以为说，我们来教会教堂礼拜，就会得到平安，得到祝福。
Some people think that we come to church, then we can come get blessings.
我们有出现哈，然后让上帝就会高兴了，我们又回来了哈。
When we appear, God is going to be happy. We'll come back.
当然我们都知道信主的目的不是为了个人想让自己心想事成百病不侵啊，万福临门
But as Christians we should know believing in Jesus Christ is not just for our personal blessings to be fulfilled or we don't have any diseases we have all the blessings we want
但是话说回来有谁来教会不希望蒙神赐福呢
But who would not want blessings when they come to church
许多人来教会敬拜其实不过是就是为了听了一篇很好的道来得到激励。
Some people come to church just to want to hear an edifying sermon.
或是借着诗歌欢唱得到神的安慰。
We're looking for some their favorite song so they can be comforted by God.
或者借着祷告来得到的祈求来得到医治。
Or they want to be healed through somebody's prayers.
困难能够得到解决，心灵得到释放，信心得到坚固。
So their problems can be solved, and their faith can be strengthened, and their spirits can be released.
使愚昧的得到智慧，使软弱的得到刚强。
And the stupid can become wise, and the weak can become strong.
等等，这些动机并没有什么错误啊。
There's nothing wrong with all these motives.
而且这也是让我们可以经历的，的确是如此。
Because that's all we are experiencing right now.
只是我们必须知道一件事情，敬拜除了让我们可以得到好处之外，到底我们对敬拜应该有哪些正确的观念
？But we need to have a healthy view of what real worship is. Besides all these blessings,
有哪些重要的认知是我们必须要明白的
？What are the most important conceptions we should have about worship？
从刚才我们所读的这段经文，是在描述当年耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人在井旁的对话。
From what we have read, it's actually a conversation between a Samaritan woman and Jesus.
这段对话当中不但解决了妇人她心中的信仰疑问同时也教导了所有信徒明白到底什么才是健康的敬拜观
The conversation not only solved the problems of the Samaritan woman but also taught her what is a healthy view of worship
以下我们要一起来学习
So we need to learn from this conversation
第一个健康的敬拜要能克服外在的因素。
Number one, a healthy worship should overcome external problems.
好，我们再来读20节到21节。
Let's read 20 to 21 one more time.
对，请。
Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Women, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
好，第一个呢，我们是不受传统的限制。
So real worship should not be restricted by tradition.
好，所以我们的祖宗在这山上敬拜啊。
So the Samaritan woman said, "Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain."
这个山上是指基利心山。
So this mountain refers to
玛利亚呢？
Tourism.
啊，撒玛利亚人在基利心上建有他们自己的圣殿。
Samaritans have their own temples on Jerusalem.
有他们从祖先所遗留下来的传统敬拜方式。
They also have their traditional ways of worship from their ancestors.
那很显然的，耶稣与这位妇人的对话当中，我们看见这位妇人她对敬拜的意义之理解并不正确。
So obviously, from the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan, we know this woman does not have a real understanding of what true worship is.
那对敬拜的观念态度也不是很健全。
And her attitude toward worship isn't healthy.
因为存在她心中的信仰问题始终没有被解开。
Because her problems about faith haven't been solved.
她以为只要遵照传统所留下的敬拜方式，哎，就好了。
She thought as long as she followed all the traditions.
可是实际上对她生活一点帮助也没有。
Actually, this kind of worship has nothing to do with her life.
所以她内心的世界存着许多的疑惑。
So she has a lot of confusion.
传统信仰的追求对她生活的帮助一点都没有。
Traditional beliefs.
因为她仍然活在一个被罪恶辖制捆绑当中。
Traditional beliefs have no help toward her life, and she's still living in a life that's bound by sins.
她离过婚五次，现在又当人家的小三。
She was divorced 5 times, now she's the mistress of a man.
她明知男人不可靠，但是还是走不出来。
She understands that men are reliable, she cannot get out of it.
生活一团糟。
And her life is a mess.
因为她仍然活在罪恶的捆绑当中，过去的信仰对她一点。帮助都没有。
She's still living in sins, and her belief, her pastor belief and worship have nothing to do with her.
我们来想想我们自己，说不定我们有继承来自传统一些的敬拜方式，并且以为这样才是对的。
So think about ourselves. We could follow the traditions also, and we even think this is right.
除非我们改变我们一个正确的、健康的敬拜观。
Unless we change our attitude.
我过去认识一个人。他烧香拜佛好几年，可以说好几代啊，世世代相传。
I know a person who actually burned incense and worshipped idols for a few generations.
但是他信主之后，他把家中的神明桌所供奉的偶像全部都除去了。
But after he believed in Jesus, he removed all the idols that he worshipped in his house.
你知道在台湾乡下的地方，到处每家家家户户都有这个神明桌嘛，供奉神明桌。
So you know, in Taiwan, in rural areas, almost every household has like altar that worship those kind of idols.
那他把这神明桌供奉很多的偶像啊、祖宗牌位什么，全部都挪掉之后。
But he's removed all these idols, even his ancestors.
可是空空的很难看啊。
But it's kind of empty and it looks kind of not good.
哎，他就把耶稣的相片放在上面了。
So he instead put a picture of Jesus on that altar.
那早晚要膜拜啊，要点香啊。
And he worships every day.
哎，他就那个香炉就放在那里啊。
And they put a photo of Jesus there.
我看了不晓得想要笑还是要想要哭。
I don't know if I should laugh or you know.
这是他的敬拜方式啊。
That is his way of worship.
也许我们不会那么夸张离谱。
Maybe we might not be that absurd or exaggerating.
但是。在我们的生命当中，我们心中说不定我们有从传统留下来一种习惯尚未除去。
Probably some of the baggages of traditions haven't been totally removed or dropped.
或者是我们仍然在按照我们自己老旧传统方式在那里敬拜。
We still use our own habits to worship as you inherited from the tradition.
但这一些不一定是神的心意。
And you might not even be aware of that is not God's will.
第二个呢是不受地点的限制。
Number two, a true worship should not be restricted by location. 圣经
说你们道说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
The Samaritan woman said, but you Jews claim the place where we must worship is Jerusalem.
哎，奇怪了，敬拜的地点不是很重要吗
？Isn't that really important, a place of worship?
你看当年这个犹太人每年都要到圣殿去朝圣啊。
Jews always go to the holy temple to worship God, and even Jesus did it.
那在今天我们同样也看见有一些也对地点也很看重的。
Today in the same way, we are also consider the place of worship as very important.
否则不会看见有些教会每次都几万人涌进去。
So otherwise you wouldn't have seen like a lot of churches have tens of thousands of people rushing.
那有些教会就只有扫描两三支。
Some churches only have like 2 or 3 people.
那你想假设地点不那么重要，那我们。为什么要很多事要推动？我们要去哪里参加什么特会？去哪里参加什么活动
？So if the worship place weren't that important, why wouldn't always promoting those kind of places for worship and then go to different places to, you know, attend meetings?
我们常常买房子的时候都是地点、地点、地点啊，这个地点很重要。
When we buy a house, we would consider the location really important.
Yeah, 但是照理说。 我们所敬拜的神是无所不在的，你身处在任何的地方，任世界任何的角落，我们都可以自由的向他敬拜，不是吗？
Of course, God is omnipresent, and so whenever, wherever you are, you should be able to worship freely.
所以不要误会我的意思，说好像既然敬拜的地点不重要，那我以后都不用来教堂敬拜，我在家里啊，在车上我都可以敬拜了。
So don't misunderstand me. You know, worship, the place for worship is not important. So we could just stay at home to worship God.
这里所强调的是神是无所不在的。
Now, actually, the emphasis is like God is omnipresent.
神不是被一个地方所限制的。
God won't be bound by a location.
我们要敬拜他，不一定需要跑到某一个地方去，
因为
他根本不住在那里。
We don't have to go to a place, certain place, because he's not living there.
而教会除了提供敬拜的场所，它更是提供我们团契聚集、我们操练彼此相爱的机会。
Church is not just providing a worship place, but also provide a place for fellowship and for practicing loving each other.
所以我们还是要尽量来参加主日崇拜以及各项的活动在教堂里面。
So we still need to come to church to attend worship and all different kinds of activities.
最后一个是不受形式的限制。
So number three, a true worship should not be restricted by format or styles.
好，在这里讲到是，就是说，妇人，你当信我。
So Jesus replied to this woman.
这说明献拜的前提乃是信心，而不是形式。
The condition of worship is faith, not its format or style.
有一个弟兄在梦中来到教会，他看见一个姐妹在弹琴。
So a brother came to church in his dream and saw a sister was playing piano.
可是他就听不到声音。
But he could not hear any sound.
他就看着诗班弟还有信徒，大家一起在那唱歌。
And he saw the choir was practicing some of the singing songs.
也听不到声音。
But he could not hear any sound.
后来牧师上来讲道，来讲话了。
So the pastor started talking.
他只听到他嘴巴在动。
He only saw this pastor's mouth was moving.
觉得很奇怪。后来天使他告诉他说，这些人根本没有发出声音来。
So he could not hear the pastor's sound either. So he was really confused until angel told revealed to him that these people did not even produce any sound.
他们在敬拜神，其实只是形式而已。
So they're actually the worship is actually just a formalistic ritual.
虽然这是一个故事，一个梦境，
well,
但是也提醒我们，我们敬拜是否也只是看重外在的形式而已呢？
So it just reminded us, should we?Just to consider the format or style of worship.
我并不是说我们外在的形式都不重要。
I didn't say formats or styles are not important.
我们的同工也花很多时间在那里预备，在那里设计。
Worship coworkers usually spend a lot of time designing their worship.
更何况我过去在神学院是主修敬拜学。
My major in the theological seminary is even worship.
我设计过很多不同的崇拜程序形式，这些都很重要。
I have designed a lot of different styles of worship. I think they're all very important.
我也到处去讲课，很多人都来学这个东西啊。
Even like train people for how to lead a good worship.
所以这个也是很重要的。
They're all very important.
但是我们必须要知道一件事情。
But we have to know.
真实的敬拜中有比节目设计更重要的因素。
In a real worship, there is a factor more important than designing the programs, which is
那就是我们的信心。
Which is our faith.
你想想看哈，假设我们可以这样子说哈，我们花钱。请一群不信的人在外面聚集，在发钱，每个人给200块。
We can spend a lot of, we can spend some money.
2小时就
在
这里。
Unbelievers, maybe $200.
外送一个便当。
And give them free lunch.
然后呢？
To design a worship.
我们还派巴士去接你。
And then we even, you know, send a bus to pick
them up. 我们把整个的体育馆租下来，几万人。
And we rent a whole stadium.
哇，所以这些人很开心，哇，免费可以赚钱，又可以免费的吃这个吃有便当吃哈。
Free lunch.
哇，人山人海在这里。然后我们在那唱歌啊，不会唱没关系，你就大声的这个跟着表演啊，跟着这个动作。那外面看起来我们好几万人啊，这些人山人海，好像我们教会很复兴。但是你认为神会喜悦吗？
From outside, it looks like tens of thousands of people were attending the worship, but do you think God is going to be pleased with that kind of worship? Do you agree?
没人理我啊。
Nobody answers me.
圣经说，人非有信，怎么样？
So Hebrews 11:6.
我们一起来读好不好？我们一起来读一遍，请。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
当我们来到圣殿敬拜神，如果我们没有信心，那就算有再好的崇拜设计，我们的敬拜也是枉然，因为得不到神的喜悦。
So, we come to church, we need to have faith in order to worship. No matter how beautiful our programs are designed, if we don't have faith, and then God won't be pleased in that worship.
第二方面是敬拜，健康的敬拜要回到神的心意。
And then second thing we need to pay attention is healthy worship must return to God's will.
好，我们一起来读从二十三节到二十六节。
Verse 23 to 26.
请。
A time is coming, has now come, the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and His worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know the Messiah is coming. When He comes, He will explain everything to me. Then Jesus declared, I am speaking to you, I am He.
有三方面是神的心意，第一个是要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜。
So there are three things about God's will. Number one, we need to worship in the Spirit and in truth.
好，在这里呢，用心灵跟诚实敬拜，我们常常翻译说啊，那就是心诚则灵。其实不是啊，这是一个非常错误的观念，而且也误导了很多人。
So what does it mean by truth and spirit? A lot of people just wrongly think that we, as long as we're sincere about coming to church,
以为只要有心意、有诚意就好，啊，其他都随便啦。
And that as long as we're sincere, and then everything is good, and everything else can be casual.
于是穿拖鞋、短裤就来了。
And then some people just wear slippers and shorts to come to church.
然后呢，唱诗也荒腔走调，读经也起起落落。
And out of tune in their singing.
那祷告的时候漠不经心，所以敬拜的品质非常的糟糕。
They don't pay attention when they read scriptures.
而且还自圆其说，说哎呀，只要有心灵诚实就好了。
And the worship quality is really crappy, and even justify themselves by saying, as long as we're sincere about worship, then we're good.
其实这句话真正拜父这句话啊的意思是，真实的敬拜者要在灵和真理里面敬拜父。
But then the, what the verse really means is a true worshiper should worship God in the spirit and in
truth. 在英文比较没有问题，但在中文就有一点让我们有容易误导。
In English, it's actually pretty clear. But
在灵里敬拜跟在真理里面敬拜。
So basically means worship in the spirit and in truth.
在灵里敬拜是因为我们神赐下一个灵，那是人内心深处最善良的状态。状态，然后呢，我们在心灵深处以敬虔来与神连结。
So basically means worshiping the spirit means we need to worship God from the innermost devotion, and then we need to connect with God from that part.
好，那个真正拜父的跟诚实是同一个字根，一个是形容词，一个是名词。
So the real worship actually is the same word. One is an adjective, the other one is a noun.
一个是我们可以翻译成真理。而不是心理诚实而已啊，可翻译成真理或真实，所以在真理里敬拜，表示我们可以以最真实的自己来坦诚面对神，毫无伪装掩饰自己。
So worship means in truth, you have to worship Him in truth. You have to understand God's words.
这说明我们敬拜的态度乃是在神面前是赤裸敞开的，这才是真正敬拜父的，或是说我们可以翻译成真实敬拜父的。应当有的表现。
So basically, true attitude of worship is honestly open your heart in the presence of the Lord. Basically, you're kind of like naked and laid open in the presence of the Lord.
所以，当我们存有这样谨慎的态度，我们参加敬拜的时候，我们不但不会随随便便，我们反而会很慎重、很严肃的来看待。
Only when we have this kind of discreet attitude, then we can treat worship seriously.
我们来想象看，你生命中一定有很重要的贵人或是恩人。或是 救命、这个、救过你命的人，你非常的敬重他。
So in your life, you might have met with a lot of people who are well respected by you because they have saved you or helped you a lot.
你一直想说，我要好好的招待他，要好好的 来回报他。
You always want to like pay back to this person.
有一天突然说啊，他来尔湾找你了。
But one day this person comes to Irvine to look for you.
那你一定非常开心的，是不是
？You must be really happy, right?
哦，那可是。你要怎么样来这个招待他呢
？But how would you treat this person then？
哦，假如你有那个能力，你一定会尽最大的那个能力啊来款待他的，是不是
？If you have that ability, you would actually try your best to treat this person well, right？
首先，你一定会很得体的打扮自己哈。
Then you'll probably dress yourself really appropriately.
该定位哪里就定位哪里哈。
And put your hair in the right place.
然后呢，这个穿着哈。也都很讲究，不会随便乱穿的。不会穿个短裤哈，当个拖鞋。
You are not going to wear shorts to meet this person, right?
那你不但会准时，你还会提前到啊。
Not only you're going to be on time, even you're going to be there ahead of time.
而且你会打听说这里哪里最好吃的，有哪里最好玩的，会去打听，然后带他去。
You're probably going to do a research in Irvine, like what restaurant is the best.
并且以最大的诚意，最大的款待，来 招待他。
So you use your most sincerity to actually treat this person, right?
那我们来想说，神是我们的救赎主。
But think about our God. He is our Savior.
他拯救我们的性命。
He has saved our lives.
我们要怎么样来每次来见他的时候，如果我们以心灵和诚实来敬拜他的时候，也是如此。我们是要以最大的一个诚意。
How should we treat him? We meet with him. If we call that kind of meeting as worship.
来面对，来回应我们所爱的，我们所深爱的这位主。
How should we face him and respond to him, to this loving God?
从里面的态度才能够带出外在的行动啊。
So our innermost attitude can bring out our behaviors.
我们里面没有一个正确的态度，你所带出的太外在的活就是随随便便。
If you don't have a right attitude, then our behaviors won't be right either.
所以当我们用真诚的态度来面对我们生命最重要的人，我们也同样我们会有一个真诚的一个态度来做出回应，这就是我们敬拜神所应当要有的一个态度。
So if we meet with the most important person in our lives with a sincere attitude, we should use the same kind of attitude to treat our God.
第二个是为满足天父的期待。
The number two, we need to meet Heavenly Father's expectations.
我们来敬拜不是为了满足自己的需要，而是为了满足天父的期待。
We do not worship to satisfy our own needs, but to fulfill His expectations.
天父期待我们主动来敬拜他，来向他颂赞感恩，而不是被强迫来的。
So the Lord wants us to actually take initiatives to worship, not to be forced.
如同一个暴君，他经常强迫他的百姓向他膜拜、歌功颂德一样。
Just like a tyrant forces people to worship him, then that's not the right thing.
我过去很纳闷一件事情，如果神真的那么伟大，他应该有能力可以使全天下的人都召集在一起敬拜他。
I was always confused. If God was so almighty, he should have been able to gather the people in the whole world together to worship.
谁敢违抗神旨意的，不乖乖顺服来敬拜的，就惩罚他。
Who dared to be unsubmissive and not listen to his words?
让他倒大霉几次。
Those people could have been punished.
比如说让他拉肚子三天吧，或是让他吓得胆战心惊，或是用一些小小的这个方法就让他乖乖的顺服了。
Maybe letting that person have diarrhea for 3 days, and then he will be learned. After a few disciplines, he will be submissive.
那我们也不用传福音那么辛苦的，是不是那么简单哈？
We wouldn't have to be so hardworking in spreading gospel because God is so almighty.
但是我想想，如果神这样做，那跟地上的暴君有什么分别呢？
But if God did so, different before
神从来不强迫我们，要我们以心灵诚实来敬拜他。
God never forces us. He just wants us to worship in truth.
让我们完全出自内心，是心甘情愿、诚恳、主动的来到他面前，来向他敬拜。
He just wants us to worship in heart and in spirit and in truth, and be willing to worship him.
这样才说明神的伟大。
That could manifest his greatness.
神不要那些心怀不义、心术不正的人，透过敬拜的管道来寻求个人的祝福，来满足他们得到贪婪的目的。
God does not want those unrighteous people whose heart aren't right just to seek their personal blessings to satisfy their greedy needs.
请注意经文这样说，因为父要这样的人的拜他。英文的翻译没有问题，可是中文的翻译应该，它的原文直译应该是这样说，他说因为父寻找这样敬拜他的人。
The original verse actually says God seeks these kind of people to worship him.
神在寻找人来敬拜他。
Today God is still seeking the right people.
即使直到今天，神仍然在寻找正确的人，也就是刚刚所读的 true worship 真实敬拜者来敬拜他。
He's still seeking true worshipers to worship him.
因为先有正确的人，才会有正确的事工。
So only until we are right, and then we can worship God rightly.
换句话说，最好的敬拜并不是我们设计最好的节目内容，有最棒的场地、舞台设备，或者是一流专业的演出服饰，而是神找到了一群他所期待和他心意，召聚在他面前，有真诚的敬拜。
In other words, true worship is just like designing a good worship programs with the best place to perform, with virtuoso, state of the art performers to serve. But God is actually seeking a group of people who are after His own heart to come before Him to worship Him truthfully.
而当这一些真诚敬拜者被召聚在一起，不论他们所唱的诗歌如何， 他们所摆上的有多少，在神的眼中都是被他悦纳，并且让他得到满足的。
So only when these right people are gathered, so no matter whether their quality of worship is good or not, and then God will be pleased.
最后一个期待是能更深的认识基督。
The second, you should know more about Christ.
The last, 这里妇人说，我们一起来读啊，这里讲经文讲的说，妇人说，我知道。弥赛亚就是那成为基督的要来，他来了，你将一切事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这你说就是他。好，撒玛利亚人最后的防御就是说，我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了必将一切事都告诉我们。
So the last defense of the Samaritan woman is, I know the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything.
他的意思是说，哎呀，这些事情太复杂了，不是你我都搞得懂、搞得通的，算了吧，算了吧，等到基督再来的时候再说吧。
What she meant really actually was, these things are too complicated. It's really beyond my comprehension. I cannot understand. Let's just like not take it seriously, and I'm gonna wait until Jesus comes.
直到耶稣跟他讲说，哦，你跟你讲话就是他，他才恍然大悟。
Until Jesus declared and said, I, the one speaking to you, I am he, and he, and the Samaritan understood.
其实我们看见撒玛利亚妇人所用的借口，今天仍然继续的被许多人使用着。
You know, the excuses the Samaritan woman was using is actually still used by us today.
啊，算了算了，太复杂了啊。
So we often say, oh, it's too complicated,
啊，以后再说，
beyond my understanding, I'm not going to read Bible.
但是耶稣却直接的回答说，这你和跟他说话的就是他。
But then Jesus answered directly, I, the one speaking to you,
我就在你面前让他无话可说。
I am in front of you, you have nothing to say to me.
所以在他与耶稣相遇的过程当中呢，他经历了更深的认识基督。
So during the experience of her meeting with God, she experienced Jesus Christ more
deeply. 面对面的，面对面的交通，让他能够对更基督有更深的认识。
Face to face communication that made her understand.
过去只是听说，现在他亲眼见证。
In the past, she just heard about Jesus Christ, Messiah. But today, she met with God face to face.
我常常说一句话，就是敬拜就是我们与神相遇的过程。
So I often say that worship actually is the process of meeting with God.
基督正是在敬拜中必然的结果。
And then worship, and a deeper understanding of Christ is an inevitable result of worship.
正如你跟一个人相遇认识了。
Just like you meet with a person.
那他们每次来啊，越多的见面，你就跟他越来越熟。
So every single time you see this person, you get more familiar with. 这
是一个必然的结果。
That will be the inevitable result, right?
同样的，当你每周透过敬拜都能够真实的与神相遇，于是，在这样过程当中，你自然的，你就会经历得到他的安慰，得到智慧，得到能力，得到医治，得到激励，得到刚强。
So in the same way, if you deeply you know, you encounter God every single week, and you will be definitely get comfort and wisdom and strength and healed and strength.
而当你更多的与神相遇，你就一定会对神有更深刻的体认。
The more you have communication with God, the more understanding you're gonna have about Jesus Christ.
那倒过来说，倘若你每次来敬拜的时候感到好无聊啊，
then if you come to worship feeling,
而且对神越敬拜越陌生。
You feel like I have nothing else to do. The more I come to church, I feel even more just like I feel like a stranger with God.
那表示你的敬拜对象出了问题。
That means the target of your worship is wrong.
或者说你在敬拜中根本没有与神相遇的经验。
That means you don't have that experience of meeting with God during worship.
当然，也许是教会的错，因为节目设计内容不好，没有把你带到神的同在中。
Maybe it's our mistake. We did not bring you to the meeting with God through our worship.
这教会需要改这个提升改进。
We definitely need to edify our worship.
但也许更是你自己的责任。
Or maybe it's your responsibility.
因为你忘记你敬拜的目的是什么。
Because you forget about your purpose of worship.
最后，
At last,
健康的敬拜要能带出生命的改变。
Our healthy worship can transform lives.
我们最后来读27-29节好吗？
27-29.
北清。
Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman, but no one asked, what do you want? Why are you talking with her? Then leaving her water jar, the men, women went back to the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?
同样的有三方面的改变，首先是要能修复人际关系。
So three things about transforming lives. Number one, recover the relationship with people.
当下门徒回来哦，因为耶稣故意把门徒支开，后来他们回来说，哎，就稀奇，耶稣和一个人在那里说话，一个妇人说话。
When disciples came back, they were actually surprised to find him talking with a woman.
那其实门徒稀奇这个字翻译的不够准确，应该说很惊讶，耶稣和一个妇人在那里说话。那奇怪呢，跟异性说话有什么大惊小怪的？
So being surprised actually was not a strong, you know, the strong enough word. Actually, being startled, and then
在当时的背景，耶稣与撒玛利亚人的对话是简直不可思议的。
So what's wrong about speaking to a woman? But in that kind of in Jesus' time, speaking to a woman is considered as indecent.
任何一个犹太男人都不会与撒玛利亚人交往。
None of the Jewish men would actually even communicate with a Samaritan man.
因为他看不起他们，他们是跟人家这个，在今天来讲，我们讲混血儿哈，很好听。可是这当然是他们放弃他们的这种坚持与外族通婚。
Jewish people actually look down upon Samaritan people because they're mixed. They're not pure Jewish blood.
那更何况与一个女人讲话简直是自贬身价。
Let alone Jesus was actually talking about a Samaritan woman. Obviously he was actually devaluing himself.
所以门徒会觉得稀奇。
So his disciples
应该是惊讶吧，怎么会这样子呢？
That's why his disciples felt really surprised and shocked.
这是创举，这也是跨越。
So that was kind of crossing boundaries.
耶稣特意精心安排这一幕的发生，他知道这位需要拯救的撒玛利亚妇人，中午的时候，她会在叙加城的井旁出现。
But you know what? Jesus intentionally appeared at the well because he really wanted to meet this Samaritan woman.
这除了说明说神乐意拯救外邦人、所有罪人的这个心意，更是看见神化解种族纷争、修复人际关系的一个典范。
Because he knew the Samaritan woman needed salvation. That actually shows that God not only want to save the Samaritan woman, all the Gentiles, but also he want to break down the racial barriers and recover the relationship between people.
在整个约翰福音第四章最重要的一节，有人说是生命的活水。
So in actually, John chapter 4, the first verse.
但是我认为最重要的一节是第四节。
Talking about the living water, a lot of people think that first verse was the most important, but I think the fourth verse was the most important.
是必须经过撒玛利亚。
It's like he had to go through Samaria.
那好奇怪哈，因为
that was kind of strange.
他们要去耶路撒冷，他们根本不会经过那个撒玛利亚，都是绕道走的。
And they didn't have to, they had to go through Samaria.
好多条路可以走，怎么会必须经过撒玛利亚？
But
根本没有交往的，根本没有交集的，根本没有一些原因的，怎么必须？他用这个字，必须经过撒玛利亚。
Oftentimes, Jewish people would actually get around Samaria in order to go to Jerusalem. But then, why did the Bible say in verse 4 that Jesus Christ had to go through Samaria?
那是因为耶稣的必须跟我们的必须不一样。
Because Jesus Christ's must was different from our must.
那是因为耶稣放下尊严，刻意挽回种族的隔阂、文化的习俗的障碍，来挽救、来拯救这位有罪女人的行动。
Because Jesus was willing to leave his dignity behind and break down this racial and cultural barriers to save the Samaritan woman.
好，另外一方我们看这位女人的回应。
Let's see this Samaritan woman's response.
她也愿意放下旗舰，接纳耶稣与她对谈。
Was she able to put aside the differences to accept Jesus Christ?
她不仇视作为犹太人，她这个耶稣作为一个犹太男人的傲慢，趁机再次挑起之间的种族冲突。
Was she still stoned because she thought that you know Jewish people were kind of proud and then he was trying to provoke the anger between the two races again?
其实直到如今呢，我们看见犹太人跟周边的这些巴勒斯坦人还是一直处不好，冲突不断。
As you can see, even until now, the Jewish people are still in constant conflict with Palestine.
他还是不能够放下隔阂，突破障碍，这都是需要反省的。
These two groups still cannot break down their racial barriers to reconcile with each other.
可是我们看见这个女人，她可以跨越这样子的一个隔阂。
But this woman actually did not respond that way. She did actually push aside her differences and actually talk to Jesus.
我们也在敬拜当中，我们也需要修复跟人之间的关系。
So we need to reflect on that. Can we reconcile?
我们都很熟的一段经文在马太福音第五章。
We have a very familiar word in Matthew also.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's just read this verse together. Therefore, if you are offering your gift an altar, and then there, remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them.
这说明我们今天来敬拜，无论你要献给神再好的礼物，你心中如果向人怀恨，你需要先去处理好你跟人之间的矛盾，然后再来敬拜，再来献祭。
So that means today in our worship, you want to offer the best to God. You have to first put down your grudge against other people, or if other people have held grudge against you, you have to leave your gift and then in front of the altar, first go reconcile with those people, then come and offer your gift.
所以健康的敬拜就是当你愿意放下自己的尊严与包袱，并主动寻求机会。先恢复与人之间的关系，以至于也能够恢复与神之间的关系。
So a healthy true worship should actually first recover the relationship with other people and leave your dignity behind, put aside differences, and then only by you doing that, and you can have a good relationship with God.
第二个是肯牺牲，舍得放下。
So number two, should be willing to sacrifice and let go.
这里讲说，那妇人就留下水罐子，然后呢，往城里去了。
So, the Bible said this Samaritan woman left her water jar.
这个水罐子是妇人打水的器具。
So that water jar was like a vessel the Samaritan was using to get water.
当这位妇人借着与基督相遇，她除了生命得到这个生命的活水，她也得到生命的改变。
So through this scooping water, she also experienced her, her life was changed.
以至于她不再抓住世上的一切。
So she did not grab the things in this world anymore.
过去她以为只要抓住一个男人就可以给她幸福。
So in the past, she thought if she had a man, then she would be happy.
结果发现只是一次又一次的伤害，不能带给她真正的快乐。
But again and again, she was hurt by these men.
甚至当她必须遮遮掩掩的，等到中午时候人很少的时候才来井边打水。
Even she was so ashamed of her life, she had to wait until night, like noon time.To go to the well to get water because she did not want to be seen by other people.
然而，当着他带着他打水的器具到井旁来取水，这个工具也许就是他的饭碗，是他自食其力仅有的依靠。
That water jar is actually her, bread making tool.
但是因为他得着耶稣赐下的活水泉源之后，他就不再抓住过去他所看重的东西。包括男人。
But after she met with God, Jesus Christ, she did not value those things anymore.
而愿意舍弃，愿意放下了。
And she was willing to sacrifice the things on earth and just let go.
今天我们在敬拜中，我们若真实的与主相遇。
So today in our worship, we could truly meet with God.
我们同样会有生命的改变以及付代价的行动。
We can have this life-changing experience. We can also sacrifice.
因为当你敬拜，你就不会光想着我要领受什么，我要得着什么。
Because when you worship, you won't be just thinking what I can get.
而是你还会想到主啊，我能够给你什么，我能够放下什么。
But you will be thinking what kind of sacrificial actions I can do.
当然，你不一定要学保罗一样，除非你到达那样的一个程度，舍弃愿意放弃万事，当作看作粪土。
So, you don't have to be like Apostle Paul, just consider the things in the world as nothing unless God.
然而你却可以经历选择那上好福分而放下次好的。
But then you can actually choose to take the more abundant blessings.
我常常在说，你如果真的舍得放下，你真的舍得的话，
I often say if you're really, really willing to
sacrifice, 你人生中没有过不去的坎。
So you won't have anything that you cannot overcome.
很多时候就是过不去，我过不去。
A lot of time you just You cannot let go a lot of things in your life.
你把你的命都赔上了，不是吗？
And even put your lives down there.
但你如果真的是放得下的话，
But if you're willing to sacrifice and let go,
你人生没有过不去的坎。
Your life is just gonna, you can overcome everything.
有一首歌我们都很喜欢，叫《最知心的朋友》。
There is a Chinese gospel song called The Best Friend.
那歌词说到，有了主还要什么？
The lyrics kind of said, when we have Jesus Christ, we don't need anything else.
这是真实敬拜者最深切的体验与感触。
So that was the true experience of a true worshiper.
当你愿意放下一切，你来得着主的时候，你别以为这是牺牲奉献，其实这才是真正的蒙福。
We want to let go all the things in this world, and that will be you experience true blessings.
最后要勇敢的分享福音。
The last, you should be brave to share the gospel with other people.
我们最后来读最后一节，来，预备，请。
Said the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?
这个妇人呢，她丢下水罐之后到城里为基督做见证。
So basically this Samaritan woman left her water jar and went to the town and started to be a test, to spread test, share her testimony.
事实上当她为主做见的时候，其实也就是她把不堪的过去也勇敢的向人坦诚分享，这需要极大的勇气。
Actually, when she was sharing her testimony, she needed to bravely share her past with a lot of people in public. That actually requires a lot of courage.
除非这个人的生命真正被主改变与更新，否则他根本做不到。
Unless this person's life had been totally transformed by Jesus Christ, she wouldn't be able to do this.
我过去在中西部服事的时候，有一年我们要举办中西部联会的夏令会，大概有1500个人过来。
So I used to serve in the Midwest Ohio, and then
有一个教会的姐妹
there was always meetings that was held in Ohio.
打电话来。
So one sister called me.
她是教会的他们教会的秘书，协助推动教会他们教会弟兄姐妹来参加联会所举办的夏令会。
She was the secretary for her church that helped promoting this meeting.
那她就问我说，可不可以在夏令会当中义卖，她要把钱捐出来义卖她的书，并且询问我的意见。
So she was asking me if she could actually sell her book without getting money in this, during this conference. She was asking about her, my opinion.
我说好啊，很好啊，意见，不过我也想看看你到底是什么书啊。
That was good, but then I have to ask her, what book are you writing?
所以她就把她网站寄给我，资料寄给我。
So she actually emailed me her website.
我看了之后，哇，好感动啊。
And I was really touched.
原来啊，这是讲到她的见证啊。原来她是从多年前从中国大陆农村到城市打工。
Because that website was talking about her personal testimony because she came from a rural area in China.
后来误入歧途，当陪酒女郎，甚至卖淫。
But then she was misled and then she became like a drunkard and also became a prostitute.
混乱的生活让她痛苦不堪。
So her life was totally messed up. She was very, very painful.
后来信了耶稣之后，生命完全改变。
But after she believed in Jesus Christ, her life was totally changed.
她到处传福音，见证主奇妙作为。
She spread gospel everywhere to testify about God.
后来感谢主神带她来美国，并且赐福她一个很幸福的婚姻。
And also later she was brought to the America by God, and then she had a very good marriage.
她的美国丈夫非常爱她，而且还生了一对非常可爱的儿女。
Her American husband loved her a lot, and they even had.
她原以为可以重新开始她的新生活，但是没想到她在敬拜当中受感动，要把她过去不幸的遭遇写成书。
So during one worship, she was touched by God, and God just revealed to her she needed to write a book about her experience.
要来鼓励那些无知的年轻的女孩，别再走她当年的痛苦道路。
Encourage those ignorant young women not to follow her path.
并且见证神如何彻底翻转改变她的生命。
And witness to the Lord, for Christ to the world how God has transformed her life such deeply.
我就问这个姐妹说，
so、
你在夏令会义卖你的书很好。
So I said it's good that you are selling your book during the conference.
那我说你的先生知道这个事吗？
But does your husband know this?
她说她先生完全知道，她把过去都告诉他了，而且她不反对。
She said her husband knew all these things.
那我说你真的不在乎其他人对你的看法吗？
And I asked her, don't you really not care? Do you really not care like how other people are gonna look at you after they read your book?
她说我当然在意。
And then she said, definitely I care.
有谁期望在她背后点指指点点那些过去那些不光荣的事？
Who wants to be backstabbed?
但是她在敬拜当中有强烈的感动。神要透过这些真实的见证能够挽救，假如能够挽救一条灵魂归向神，那就太值得了。
But then she was deeply touched by God during the true worship, and she said if one soul can be saved through her testimony, that's worth it.
我真是被这位姐妹所感动。
I was really deeply touched by this sister.
我们今天传福音都需要勇气。
Today when we spread gospel, we need courage.
但是有谁能以积极的态度去传福音，并且愿意提及过去的失败，把自己的疮疤献给别人看呢？
But who is brave enough to spread gospel and tell other people of their past and then open their bruises?
除非我们的生命在敬拜中被主改变，我们才做得到。
Unless your life has been changed by Jesus Christ in the true worship, then you can do it.
最后，
you couldn't do it.
我们每一周都聚集在这里敬拜。我也很开心每一周都跟各位见面。
And conclusion, and every single week we meet together in this church. I'm very happy to see you.
我们像一家人一样感情浓厚，团结在一起。
We're just like a family.
这些都非常的好，而且我也非常珍惜这样的机会。
I treasure this kind of opportunities.
对我个人也是有 有好处的。
Of course, it's a big blessing to me personally.
但是我要说，我们敬拜不应该只是为了得到自己的利益与好处。
But I have to say, a true worship is not just for seeking your personal benefits.
况且教会的存在不单是为团契，也为敬拜。
It's not even just for fellowship.
正因为我们要努力成为一个健康的教会，我们就要先要有一个健康的敬拜。
But we gather together for worshiping God. If we want to become a healthy church, we need to have a healthy worship.
没有健康的敬拜，就不会有健康的教会，更不会有健康的信徒。
Without healthy worship, we couldn't have a healthy church.
成为一个健康的教会的过程不容易，至少我们可以先拥有健康的敬拜观。
So it's not easy to become a healthy church, but then we need to have a healthy view about what is considered as a healthy worship.
因为当我们有健康的敬拜观，我们就能够克服外在的因素而看重内在真诚的态度。
When we have a healthy view of worship, and then we can overcome the external difficulties,
我们就不会受传统地点形式所局限。
So we're not going to be restricted by traditions, locations, formats, and styles.
因为有健康的敬拜观，我们就能够回到神的心意，而不是为了满足自己的期待。
Because of a healthy view of worship, then we can return to God's will and not to satisfy our own needs.
于是我们就会愿意成为真实的敬拜者，在灵和真理里面敬拜父神，来满足父神的期待，并更深的认识基督。
Then we're willing to become a true worship, to worship God, our Heavenly Father, in the truth and the Holy Spirit.And to satisfy God's expectations.
有了健康的敬拜观，我们就必定能够经历生命的改变，而活出真诚悔改的行动。于是就能够恢复与人的关系，乐意牺牲奉献，并勇于分享福音。
When we have a healthy view of worship, and then we can experience this life-transforming experience, and we cover relationship with other people, willing to sacrifice and offer and spread gospel.
倘若我们教会每一位弟兄姐妹都有健康的敬拜观。就不用担心每一次主日崇拜都要三请四请的邀人来捧场。
So we all have this kind of healthy view of worship, and we don't have to keep like inviting people to come to church.
也不用担心有人来聚会是根据他们的心情好坏来决定是否出席。
So we don't have to worry people come together just because some other reasons.
更不用担心有人会养成迟到早退的习惯或随随便便的态度。
So we won't have to worry about people who are going to be so casual about worship and then, you know, come late and leave early and with a very casual attitude.
这样的话，你说我们教会能不复兴吗
？So in that way, can our church revive?
没有人理我。
Yes, of course.
不会。感谢主，感谢主。我想最重要的一件事情。我们知道，我们都需要一个健康的敬拜观。
So last, we all need to have a healthy view of worship.
但最重要，我想我们不要指责别人，从我们自己先开始，不要先要求别人，先从我们自己先开始做起。
The most important thing, don't criticize other people first. Start from yourself.
让我们先拥有一个健康的敬拜观，你说好不好
？So ourselves first have a healthy view of worship. Is that great?
要让我们一起来回应。
Let's respond to God's
love. 渴慕耶稣真正的渴慕，来到耶稣的面前，有一个真实的敬拜。
So we have a true worship.
让我们一起起立。
Let's all stand up.
来，我心中饥渴地渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地爱慕着他。虽然知道我正在我的身旁，我仍然渴望见着他的面，心中渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地喊。